Welcome to XO Amanda Rose, a podcast that talks all things love, dating, relationships, and everything in between. Amanda is a nationally renowned celebrity matchmaker, dating expert, and entrepreneur with several national companies in the dating industry. She is obsessed with helping you achieve radical love, living the life of your dreams, and having the time of your life along the way. If you're looking to up-level your love life, you've come to the right place. Sit back, grab a glass of champagne, and let's get started.
It's astounding to me the lack of communication and listening in relationships. And I'm not just talking about romantic relationships. I'm talking about everyday relationships with our friends, with our family, with those around us in our social groups and our society. I have noticed, especially, you know, currently with all the current events going on, that people lack just basic human, like, courtesy, like communication, that where people truly listen to each other without jumping to a conclusion, without making assumptions, without making prejudgments. Instead of listening and deeply listening to people's experiences and perspectives and why they have those perspectives, we have to realize we all come from different experiences, which creates different opinions, different perspectives. And we can't automatically knock down someone else's perspective without digging deeper. I made a post that was kind of controversial on Facebook, and it was amazing how many people agreed with me, and then I got a few haters, which actually came from family as well. And the thing was, it was so quick for them to cast judgment before listening, before asking the questions, before having the conversation, before asking, okay, tell me more. Why do you feel this way? You know, when we skip over an adult conversation, an intelligent, emotional, intelligent conversation, and we go straight towards judgment, then we are doing ourselves a disservice. We are choosing to create conflict. We are choosing to create division. And that's what really concerns me. And I see that, you know, I know this is a podcast mostly about dating, but I see this in the dating world too. And I started to really ponder it and think about it, what happened here, where the disconnect came. And I noticed, and after meditating about it, it came from people not listening, not having respect, not taking the time to really understand another human being's experience. And I see this so often right now in this world with everything going on, the protests, the coronavirus. And if you're listening at a later time, you know how crazy it was at this time. But I see it also when people go on dates. They choose not to listen wholeheartedly to the other person. They immediately create like false judgments and assumptions, which one of my other podcasts was all about assumptions. But I think that's so important, such an important topic, because it kills relationships. It kills the things that create connection and communication. And I can talk on the subject, because at one time I was the absolute worst communicator. And I realized that when I went through my divorce and had failed relationships after failed relationships, I knew there was a common denominator. And you will hear me talk about this a lot, because I will call myself out. I will tell you what I did wrong and how I corrected it to become better at relationships, to become better at communicating. And yeah, I was probably one of the worst communicators, and I was never taught how to communicate. When I was a child, I was always taught to kind of, you know, just be quiet and not have a voice, and it shut me down, and I didn't know how to express my emotions or my feelings. And my relationship with my biological father is still like that today. We have no relationship because he wants to shut me down. I'm not allowed to have a voice in his presence, is what he thinks. So it took a lot of time, a lot of years to learn how to communicate in a healthy manner, and not to shut down, not to run away from, you know, the conversation. But it took me a lot of time to actually face the conversation, to listen and to understand and to express my feelings in a healthy manner. That took years, guys. It didn't happen overnight. And when I realized I did have a problem with it, I actually went back to school to study communication because I felt like, okay, this is something, you know, I was also starting my business at the time. I knew I needed to make changes in my own personal life. And I knew I needed to, what I needed to work on. I identified my weakness and how it was affecting my personal relationships, my romantic relationships. And I identified what I needed to do to create a better long-term healthy relationship. Because we're all the common denominator in every single one of our relationships. So it's not so much about focusing on what the other person did wrong, even though they could have done some really crappy things wrong to you. I'm not denying that. But we are not responsible for the other person. The only person that we can create change within is ourselves. We are the only person that we can create a better version of ourselves and keep moving forward until, you know, we get to that dream relationship or that dream life. It doesn't always come easy. It takes work, but it's so dang worth it that I don't regret any step in that because of who I am today. Because I can have the conversations with people. I can talk to people. And I can't say that I'm always correct or in the right, but I do try to listen more to other people's perspectives. And I think I listen more today. I take in their perspectives, but I also can express my feelings and my opinions better as well. And I'm not saying it's perfect because I still have a lot of things I need to work on, but it's a process. So I went back to school, studied, I did a focus in like intimate communication and interpersonal communication because I knew, one, that I needed to work on those topics, and two, they would be great for my business to help other people. My heart mission is really to help other people create healthier relationships because it's so possible. And I came from some of the worst relationships. So, and I've done the work. I've been in the trenches. I've went through it all. Divorce, dating, you know, relationships that didn't work, bad dates, all everything in between. So, and then, you know, an amazing relationship with a man that I love so much. So I've been there, and that's why I want to teach other people how to communicate better, how to do the thing, how to learn how to communicate. And I know I'm kind of rambling on, but there's so much to it. I'm so passionate about it that I think if we learn how to communicate and listen as a society, as a couple, as a, you know, a family member, we can really change the whole dynamic of a relationship. We can shift so many things and make our things amazing. But I have found that people lack that. They lack the emotional intelligence to have a conversation, to really listen, to understand someone else's perspective. And instead they jump to their own conclusions. They jump to their own perspectives, their own prejudgments, and they cause disconnect between two people, our society actually. And I saw this in a post from the comments that were coming through on my post, and I saw how people were not communicating in a healthy manner. It was very disconnected. They weren't listening. You know, they were coming to their own conclusions, and it caused a lot of discord. And it was very concerning because, you know, you hope when you post something that you're expressing an opinion. You're not expecting everybody to agree with you. And this could be on a date as well. But you don't expect people to lose their shit over an opinion that is causing no harm to anybody else. You know, so it just amazes me. But so I see this on dates. I see this on, you know, when people come back to me and they give me feedback about a date And they immediately, like, prejudge this person. Oh, this person's been married before. Or this person has this many kids. And this is going to, they're going to be like this, because I dated somebody else that had kids. Or I dated somebody else that was divorced. Every single person has a different experience. You have to stop and take the time to get to know them as a person. Like, you have to stop and think. Okay, and ask questions, like, get to know them. Never come to prejudgments about anybody unless, you know, if they tell you something straight up, then okay, take it. But don't come to a prejudgment, because you don't know that person. You don't know that person's heart or their intentions. So you need to dig deeper. When you're on a date, let's bring this back to dating, or you're in a conversation with someone, stop for a moment and don't be quick to talk, but be quick to listen. Don't think of the next thing that you want to say. Listen to what they say. Take it in and then respond. And you don't have to always agree with them, but be respectful and then respond. Take it in. We're so quick to jump to what we want to say, what we want to get out into the world, without taking the time to listen to the person across from us. And I'm guilty of it too. It's something that, you know, I try to work on more and more, and because I want to get better and better at that. But when you do that, you create more connection, and it's amazing. You can really create some amazing relationships that otherwise, you know, if you jump to those prejudgments and assumptions, you could have stopped your relationship before it even happened, and it could have been a really amazing relationship. You know, I have friends and we don't agree with on everything, on every issue. There's a lot of things, you know, my friends come from different political beliefs, different religious beliefs, different cultures, and so we don't believe completely 100% on everything. But that's what makes it really interesting, because I like to listen to where they've come from. Like, what was their experience to make them feel this way? And it's not, even when they tell me, you know, different experiences, it's not that I switch my opinion, but I have a newfound, like, respect for what's going on in their minds, you know? So I encourage you, when you're sitting across from a date, ask those heartfelt questions. Like, really get to know someone instead of judging or being quick to spit out an answer or your opinion. Because I think we can, as a society, really come together and get to know each other and respect other people's opinions if people just become more respectful to others. And it's crazy that you have to say that, but I see so much disrespect right now, and it's mind-blowing. But so I want to challenge you. I always like to leave with a challenge on my podcast. I want to challenge you to, for the next conversation that you have or the next conversation you see on social media, I want you to pause, really listen to what they have to say. Maybe even do your own research before you respond, and do the research on their side too. That's so important. People forget that step. Like, see what is supporting their side. What is supporting your side? Do the research. And you don't even have to respond. You can just become educated. I think that's the important thing too, is to become educated and not just to form an opinion out of the air. Meditate on it, pray on it, and then come to your opinion and come to your conclusion. But the next time you are talking to someone, please just take a moment to listen and try to understand their perspective with no judgment. Because I think if we lived in this world with less judgment, it would just be such a more peaceful place. And there would be more successful dating stories. There would be more successful relationships. And there is not so much disrespect and assumptions. And if we had conversations instead of conflict all the time. But here's another thing. Sometimes if you do have a disagreement, that can lead to some amazing conversations. I think people often look at disagreements as bad things. Or if we don't agree with someone, then, you know, ugh, I can't be their friend. Which, I had a family member delete me because I didn't agree with my political beliefs, which is insane. But anyway, so I think if we have those conversations and we, instead of, even if they are disagreements, it can really open the door some to more in-depth relationships, those deeper relationships, because you're connecting at the heart center. You're not disrespecting each other, but you're connecting at a heart center and having those hard conversations. And usually those hard conversations often lead to more of an amazing relationship. It's because we leave things, you know, inside of us instead of getting them out and talking about them and creating more understanding between the parties. So tell me what you know, let me know what you think. Try it out on your next date or your next conversation. Let me know how it goes. But I love you guys, and I'm so excited you're here. And I know you all are heart-centered people, because you would not be listening to my podcast if you were not. And I love you guys. Thank you so much for all your support. And I can't wait to see you on the next podcast.